Okay. And did I just announce that to the world? No. All right, we're ready. I'm going to speak. I'm being recorded. We're on Memorex now. Yes? Okay. What was I saying? Starting last Sunday, which was December 1st, and all this month, right up until Christmas, we will be singing carols and hymns in recognition and celebration of the birth of Christ on earth through Jesus. A Course in Miracles tells us the name of Jesus is the name of one who was a man, but saw the face of Christ in all his brothers and remembered God. So he became identified with Christ. Now, Jesus was so identified with Christ, he identified himself with Christ, and everyone around him identified him with Christ, so that he was able to perform miracles during his life on earth. And miracles are still performed through his name. Now, A Course in Miracles tells us it should be noted that God has only one son for his son is everywhere. If all his creations are his sons, everyone must be an integral part of the sonship. And that includes all of us. So, while we'll be honoring and praising Christ Jesus in song and sermon and celebration, we will be remembering that we too are sons and daughters of God. And that just as Jesus did so long ago, by identifying ourselves with the Christ, we can live a life of miracles. No matter what may be happening in our personal earth life, and no matter what may be happening in the world around us. So, the first question this morning is this: do we believe that a man called Jesus walked this earth over 2,000 years ago in full awareness that he was the Son of God in the flesh? Do we believe that we too walk the earth today as sons and daughters of God? Do we believe that we are God in the flesh? And do we believe that Jesus was the great example for us to follow? Or do we believe that he was the great exception and nothing like us? Science of Mind tells us this: let us not waste time in theological discussions which lead nowhere, but following the example set before us, let us also do the works that Jesus did. For he said, whoever believes in me, those works that I have done, he or she will do also. Now, we know Jesus healed the sick, fed the multitudes, and that he emitted a vibration of peace so powerful wherever he was that he was known as the Prince of Peace. His soul was on fire with the radiant, irresistible vibration of healing energy, because he was plugged into the power source of his being. And as miracles occurred in his presence, he gave the glory to God, his source. He said, I and the Father are one. I of myself can do nothing. It is the Father within that does all the works. And just as that powerful divine source did all the work while Jesus performed all the miracles, and just as Jesus manifested miracle after miracle, when we're consciously plugged into the source of our being, it'll do all the work for us and manifest miracles for us in our life. Every one of us is sourced by the same unlimited, invisible power that Jesus was sourced with. The central flame of love that energizes this universe. It belongs to all of us, and it is the source of our life. A Course in Miracles tells us that the love of God is in everything he created, for his Son is everywhere. We limit our manifestation of the miraculous by believing somehow that we could be somewhere else. But God's Son is everywhere we are, whether we remember who we are or not. We couldn't live one moment without the presence of God within us. Whether we feel disconnected or not, and whether we remember that God is there or not. It's our forgetfulness that God is our Father too and loves us so much. Loves us as much as he loves Jesus. And it's our forgetfulness that causes us to struggle with pain and loneliness and sadness and unfulfillment and lack of every kind, rather than to experience the miracles that are natural to us when we're feeling the healing energy of the presence of God in us, when we're feeling our oneness with the Father. Jeshua speaks to us these words in the Way of Mastery. You are indeed as I am. In each moment of your soul's journey, you have literally created the worlds of your experience just as I did when I walked upon your plane and just as I continue to do now. Now, it's been mentioned that our theme this month is light. The light. The light of Christ within us is an awareness of our oneness with God and all life. We light the light by allowing our soul to catch fire until the energy of that holy life fills our earthly awareness with such joy and enthusiasm that the life of joy we desire to live is the life of joy we are living. And now, if we're feeling vulnerable rather than powerful, if we're not living a life that brings us joy, then it's time, as Abraham Hicks puts it, to get tuned in, tapped in, and turned on by aligning ourselves with our inner being, the one who's already plugged in to that pure, positive source energy that fills the universe. So what does it take for us to consciously connect with who we're created to be? How do we get tuned in and tapped in and turned on to our true self? Where is that place where our soul can catch fire? The poet and artist Terry St. Cloud put it this way. It is past the quiet, deep in the stillness, in the center of your soul where the roar of the flame is completely silent and all-encompassing. Go there. Listen. Absorb. Remember. Only we can turn ourselves on. Getting lit is an inside job. Becoming aware of who we are and allowing that awareness to express in the world, becoming awesome in the world, is an inner journey of faith and trust and allowing. It's believing that there is something beautiful within us, that as we turn to the light within us will be shown to us, and that it's worthy to be shown to the world. Living in this world without seeing the beauty in ourselves and the beauty and sparkle of life that there is to see, living in this world without the passion and joy that there is to feel while we're here, is like being given a beautiful Christmas tree to display so all the world can see. It's a perfect pine that's freshly cut from the forest primeval, and it's decorated with ornaments that are beautiful and pleasing to the eye. And it's strung with lights that, if we turn them on, would not only light up our house and our neighborhood, but would light up the whole world. But instead of plugging it into the source, we let that beautiful tree of life, our beautiful tree of life, remain in the dark, where it's unseen. It stays hidden in the dark while we complain that it's not beautiful enough to display in the world. And so in the darkness, its ornaments look dull, or we can't see anything at all, and it certainly doesn't light up our life. In the book of John, we read when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So are we willing to let go of our belief that the darkness of this world has some kind of power over us? And are we willing to follow the example of Jesus and trust as he did that our Father, the source of our life, is always present in every moment of our life, no matter what is going on? Jesus said, "Father, I know you always hear me." There's not a moment when we are not heard and our prayers are not answered. Are we willing to believe as Jesus did that we're always heard, We're always answered, and that the power within us does all the work, and that every answer that comes through us and is manifested through us brings the light of healing, no matter what is called upon and seems to need healing. It doesn't matter. Now, as much as we'd like this world to turn us on, it doesn't have the power to sustain the Son of God. I mean, we may temporarily feel the glow of health or experience a happy relationship or have a little extra money in the bank, but living our life depending on the power of this world is like living like a tiny candle in the wind. And when that feeble little light flickers out, we find ourselves sick and lonely and lacking and unfulfilled. But when we remember who we are, there is nothing that can stop us from living our life fully and freely, from living a life that is so healed that the Christ is revealed in everything we do. It's revealed in our health. It's revealed in the relationships we have with others. It's revealed in the abundance that we experience. It's revealed in the joy that we experience just being who we are. We experience a greater ability to direct our life, and we manifest miracles in the same way that Jesus manifested miracles, by identifying ourself with the Christ, by aligning our mind with the same pure Christ energy that caused his soul to catch on fire and light up the world 2,000 years ago and continue to light it up today. Course in Miracles tells us that the sign of Christmas is a star, a light in darkness. See it not outside yourself, but shining in the heaven within, and accept it as the sign the time of Christ has come. Are we ready for such a time? Are we ready to be tuned in, tapped in, and turned on to the Christ within us? So that we can live as the extraordinary sons and daughters of God that we already are. So that we can make the inner flesh so the whole world can see. Our inner being already knows what we want. Our tree of life is already decorated within us with everything that we've ever asked for and more. And it's time for us to show it to the world. As we let our mind dwell in that holy atmosphere of God is all there is, the sparkle and color and beauty of that unopposed truth will light up our life and our awareness so radiantly. It will illuminate our mind so clearly that we too will be able to see the face of Christ in all of our brothers and sisters. And we'll remember, in all of our diversity and all of our differences, that God is the Father of all of us. Namaste.